Hi, this is Jerry Reese. You are listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast. Have fun.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast. A place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, and welcome to show number 104 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is Jimmy. We are back from Walt Disney World. We had a fantastic time down in Walt Disney World, and this is our first show back. Unfortunately, Sam and Ed could not be with us tonight because of some scheduling conflicts and some technical issues. So this week, I have Jennifer. Jennifer, how's it going?
Good. We were talking a little off air that I would normally be in a Disney depression, but my family's actually getting ready to go on our family vacation, so I cannot complain.
Yeah, you're so lucky. I'm like in deep, 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 deep Disney depression.
Well, you guys were there for a long trip, too. That's hard to come back from.
I know. And talking about Disney depression, somebody who never, ever, ever is in Disney depression, we have Scott Parker. Scott Parker is with the Florida, his wife runs the group, the Florida, Taking the Florida Plunge. Scott, how's
Hello
it going?
There. I am good. You're right. Never depressed. Always.
Never depressed because you're a local. Yeah. So you get
if
to
you
go
are, you just hop over.
Anytime you want. Yeah. You
exactly.
Just take a ride over and go visit.
Exactly. Another great reason to move here.
I know. So
absolutely.
So you weren't always a local. That's sort of your guys' thing, right? Tell everyone. We've talked about you guys before because we hooked up last year at the meet. But tell everyone who's caught up with us in the last year about Taking the Florida Plunge.
Awesome. Yes. My family and I, we moved here a little less than 2.5 years ago from Fort Worth, Texas. And when we did, we decided to my wife and I decided to kind of start a little social media thing here since we moved here not knowing anyone. So we kind of did this little Taking the Florida Plunge Facebook page, and it kind of snowballed. We're not really sure when or how it happened, but here we sit now with over 6,000 followers, and we're just having a ball.
What I find really interesting is you moved there 2.5 years ago not knowing anyone.
Yeah.
And now you know every Scott Parker, literally, he's kind of a big deal. He literally knows everybody that lives in the greater Orlando area.
And he connects everybody to one another. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic. You do. I mean, well, that was part of it. I mean, you know, I don't know. There's just, I don't know. It's just fun. I have fun with it. And if it's not fun, then I wouldn't do it. But there's just so many great people here in this area. So we've thoroughly enjoyed living here. And I don't think I'll live anywhere else ever again.
You have a phenomenal group, and every time we've gotten together with the Florida Plunge group has been fun, but I do have a fun story. So we were at our combined meet. We had the Mousinger podcast crew and the Florida Plunge crew and the Disney Nerds crew all at one meet that we're going to talk about in just a bit that we just came back from. And someone asked me, they said, oh, so how long have you been in town? And I said, oh, we just got in yesterday. Cause I was not thinking that they were a plunger. And she said, wow, so you are a newbie. Is everything going okay? And I'm like, oh, no. I'm on vacation. I didn't move here yesterday. I feel like if I moved here yesterday, I would be unpacking or doing something else besides being here, but maybe not. Maybe I'd be taking full advantage of being a local.
No. I was at Disney. Let's see. We moved here, and I think I was in Magic Kingdom within 18 hours.
Well, there you go then.
That's
so
awesome.
I had to
with an annual pass.
Tell her I was very sadly not in the
That's
living in the
funny.
Area, but
so well, I'm glad to hear though, that it sounds like my plungers, though. See, they want to welcome everyone, and that makes
they
me
do.
Happy. So
they do.
That's
They're
awesome.
All great.
And let me tell you, not only is Scott affiliated with Taking the Floor Plunge, he's also the king of Periscope.
True.
I love my Periscoping.
So what another really cool thing was is that one day I was here. This is a few months ago. I was here at home watching one of his Periscopes that was not a Disney-related Periscope. It was at some bar in
Oh God,
Orlando.
That was
And I knew a couple of people that were there because they had met us at, actually, Chris and Terry met Scott because of us at our last year's meet and kind of got affiliated with Scott. And then also I'm like there and Scott mentioned my name. And one of the girls at Chris or Terry, I think it was Chris, messaged me and said, "Hey, we have a girl here who went to high school with you."
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, what's the freaking chances of that?
Exactly.
So it's just, it's very interesting when you start connecting with these people, how small the world really is. Yeah. It's pretty interesting. So.
Well, and there's some crazy stat that like virtually nobody who lives in Florida was born there. Right. So you're going to have a ton of people that are looking to connect with other people.
Exactly. I think I have two true Orlandoans, as they're called, that I have friendship relationships with, and there's not that many of them at all.
All transplants.
Me and Jennifer talked about this, and we talked about this a little bit on one of the previous episodes, that when we go down there and do these meets, it's so you have that common thread already.
Yeah,
exactly. So when you meet these people, you get past, there's really, you almost like skip the awkward stage.
Exactly.
Because we all have this something in common, that this common thread that we can just immediately talk about and then go from there.
It's true. I was actually just saying today, I actually did a Periscope earlier. One of the families that follow me on Periscope just came here for their vacation, the Noonans. And I think maybe when you're, you know, how you meet people that want to see you, you know, they listen to you, they've invested time and they want to meet you. They want to put your face and your real person with that voice they hear. And so he's like, you know, I really want you to come out and meet us. Say hi to my son. He listens to you. I think he's 9 or 10. And I was like, okay. And it's always awkward for me. I always feel like, you know, okay, I'm really not that big of a deal.
You're a big deal, Scott.
No, I'm really not. So I always say my listeners are the big deal. I'm not the big deal.
You're absolutely
right. But I went, and it happened to be one of those relationships where the minute I met him, and when I say I met him, his wife, his kid, I think 4 or 5 brothers and some in-laws, and then his parents, all in one meet, like all of them together. It was a little overwhelming, but it was one of those meetings where like, I was like, I think I've known you forever. You know, even though I've only known you for a couple of months, and it's like, but I've had several relationships built that way. And it's really amazing how Disney can do that. And so it's really cool.
Yeah. So while we were down and talking in Walt Disney World, we had a couple of meets. The first one was our half sample-thon, which was a lot of fun. Oh God, it was so much fun. I don't know.
I hated that it rained, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the rain kind of put a damper on the end of it and kind of ended it prematurely because it started raining and just would not stop.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, that's it. Like, the rain waited for a while, but then the problem was that we just sort of lost everyone. Like, after a while, I'm like, is anyone still here? And we didn't say goodbye.
I was in the Chase Lounge. And I went to the Chase Lounge to get out of the rain.
We did too in the Disney Junior section.
Yeah. But I mean, we moved a lot of people around those countries.
We did.
It was a lot of fun.
I wish it would have continued a little bit longer. But I mean, we were still together probably for 2.5 hours before it started.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because I think the goal was to be in America by 8
for
Starship. And yeah, we were pretty close to 8 by the time it started raining. So, it was a lot of fun. Got to meet, you know, a lot of people that we met last year at the meet, which is always nice. You reconnecting with people that you hadn't seen in a year. And then we also had some, quite a few new folks there. Yeah, absolutely. So
there was a lot of new folks that came.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then we also had, Scott couldn't make it, but we also had our scavenger hunt on Saturday morning.
You did, but taking the Florida plunge was well represented, I heard.
They were. And Brian and his team, Team Kungaloosh, won it all.
Oh my God. I didn't know they had a name.
Yeah. They all did. They ended up having 4.
That's their family name right there. So I can only imagine who was on that team.
They did a fantastic job. It was good seeing them. Brian was on your team last year for the scavenger hunt. This year he got his mom and his dad involved. which was awesome. I mean, you know, he's pulling people from everywhere trying to.
Yeah, he loves to win.
We had somebody on one of the teams that had never set foot in the studios, and they did awesome too.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, his group had, but they, like, he had never been. Yeah, so
that's cool though.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Good.
Ed, I got to give all the credit to Ed because he's the one that comes up with these scavenger hunts.
Yeah, well, if it's anything, like last year's was hard for me. Thank God I had some smart people on my team because I didn't have a clue. But I will tell you what I do, though. For whatever Ed created last year, it has made it so much fun for me whenever I have friends and family at Epcot.
Oh, you show them around.
And I can show them stuff and I'll ask them like these crazy questions. You know, and they're like, they think I'm so smart. I'm like, yeah, I didn't know that.
That's so
but it's pretty amazing, though.
You know, what's cool is also after we've done them, the new one we just did for studios is probably not there yet. But the one from last year, if you go into the Disney Nerds group, and go to group info and go to the files, it's there. You can go print
it. Pull it up. Okay.
Yeah, you can actually go. Like, if you've got some people that are going to go to. If you're doing like a meet or something, and it's people that you know weren't there when you did it last time.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, I have to check that out.
You print it out and use it, or you know, if you.
Well, I think it's fun for families that have been all the time,
absolutely,
especially with family with you know a little older kids. I just think it's a new way to explore the park, and honestly, I thought Epcot was probably more fun last year when we did it than most days that I usually go.
You know, me and Jennifer were just talking before we started recording. I think I'm going to be going back down. In March, but it's going to be like the week, I think it's the week after Easter.
Okay.
So it's like all, like I looked at the crowd count, it's like all tens, but that's the week my kids are out of school.
You got to go.
And you know, and that's the thing. And at first I was like, man, I don't even know if I want to go. But you know what? That's the type of things when you're going on a trip like that, you know it's going to be busy. That's when you pull out like the scavenger hunt and you do those. And Jennifer was talking like the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom and the pirate adventure thing. And go see like Festival of the Lion King and Finding Nemo and Beauty and the Beast. The weather's going to be pretty, so you can do those outdoor shows and those things that suck up a lot of people and they typically don't have lines.
Yeah.
So you just got to kind of do those things that are a little different that you normally wouldn't do. We'll have fun either way. And I know at the end of March, the weather's going to have to be.
I'll tell you what, it's got to be cooler than it has been. Good God, it's been hot here. I think someone said we've had over 100 days of 90 above.
That's crazy.
Which is really hot for us.
But see, well, it's been 40 here in Ohio, and I'm dying.
Oh, my God.
So cold.
And so I'm in New Orleans, so our weather's pretty much the same as you, Scott. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty. Pretty identical. That's one of the things this is probably the fourth or fifth time me and my wife had been down there pretty much the same week, that last week in September, first week in October. And we talked about it this year, and I think next year we definitely want to go back for food and wine because we love doing that.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to go later.
Later in the year. Yeah, I think if you can go later, but then don't go during food and wine half marathon, you're good.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Unless you're going to run it with me.
I did the 5K. That was enough.
I say with me, I'm not signed up, so I'm probably not running. Well, it's next year, so I can't sign up yet. But
yeah,
I will run to the beer cart in Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I will say the party is fun, like the cheer party.
Oh, yeah.
So you can do that. That's a lot of fun. That's
cool. I'll go cheer for you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's late at night. You can drink while you're waiting for them.
And I can drink while I'm waiting for you.
Yep, there you go.
Have one waiting for me.
I bet I can twist Sam's arm in the good chair for you and wait.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure Sam will already be there. He's there just about every other week. So
that's hilarious.
My guess is he has a business trip somewhere in Florida that same weekend.
Hey, right. I like how he plans that. Yeah, I've noticed that about him.
Well, there's sometimes he's like, I'm going to be in Texas anyway, so I'll hop right over.
Yeah,
I'm like,
hop over to Florida.
Just hop over on the way home. Yeah. We're just jealous, Sam. That's all.
Well, he sent me a message one time. He goes, yeah, I'm over on the East Coast, so you want to meet me at Hollywood Studios?
Awesome.
I just started laughing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we're just jealous. Yeah. So next week, we're actually going to talk in more detail with Sam and hopefully Ed's computer and technology. We love technology, right? But, you know, sometimes not so much.
But when it's not working, it's
then it's awful.
Trouble,
then we miss
right?
everybody. So next week, we're going to talk in a lot of detail, but what did you guys have like a favorite? I actually think I know Scott's answer. Did you have a favorite thing that like stood out from the Food and Wine Festival, either like something we did or something you ate or drank, or besides Scott's periscoping, which was super fun?
There you go. I had a couple of things I ate. but I definitely had something I drank, which I did not know was, which I, that was a learning experience for me. I will say the one thing I ate that I love is the corn cheesecake in Mexico, which is really good. It's actually a cheesecake made with cream corn in it.
I didn't have that.
It's amazing.
I love cream corn and cheesecakes.
I don't like cream corn, but I love cheesecake.
Right.
It's really cool because you can tell corn's in it, but it doesn't have that corn texture. But it's really, and it has like a caramel sauce on it. It's very good.
Very good.
But you guys taught me something. I had no idea about the Cantaloupe over at the bubble tea place in China. I didn't know that place even served alcohol.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Oh my God. The Cantaloupe is like, I mean, cantaloupe juice and vodka. You can't go wrong.
And so that is not a food and wine item, right? That's there all the time, which is good to know for the people who may be listening who won't be down for food and wine, but enjoy a cocktail in Epcot. Yeah, my wife got that.
Yeah, she did. And I was like, I got to have some of that. Yes. And I've craved it ever since. And I'm trying to find it. Where can I find cantaloupe juice so I can just make it at home? So that's my now. That's my new hunt now. And then the last thing I had that I really liked was I don't know if you guys got it. It's a lemon beer.
Yeah,
and it was really good.
You had suggested that to me, so we got it. It was really good.
And apparently, this is the first time this particular beer has been sold in the States.
And where is that?
This was in the over in the beer garden in the
Brewer's
Collection. Yeah,
it was good. I don't think they drink a lot of it, but it was really good.
They still have the grapefruit beer.
Yeah, they have it, but I think they're now selling that more permanent.
Yeah, that's the food and wine regular cart, not the food and wine cart, right?
Yeah, and so then, which here now it's, you know, you can buy it at the Publix or wherever too, which actually just had as a buy one, get one. That's what I've been drinking. That's actually what I'm drinking right now.
Nice.
But the lemon beer was really good.
The grapefruit beer, in my opinion, is fantastic.
Oh, it is. It's good. It is.
The one thing I will warn you is that it's not very strong.
No.
It's like,
it's a good summer beer when you're hot.
Yeah, it's very refreshing. Yeah. Not that beer has to be strong, but just so you know, I mean, you're still paying $6 for a 16-ounce beer, and it's like it has less alcohol than like a Miller Bud Light or something like that. It's like 2.8% alcohol, which is very, very weak for even a beer.
Yeah,
you know, some of those craft beers get 6, 7, 8% alcohol in
exactly,
and you know. Not that that may not be your end goal, but you may just find your, if you drink grapefruit beers all night, you may find yourself spending a lot of money
just for dehydration and nothing
just else. Right.
So talking about drinks, and this wasn't necessarily my favorite drink. The Cantaloupe was fantastic. I'm not a mixed drinker typically, but it really was good. That's another thing you could find yourself drinking during the summer, and it was still refreshing. My wife, the first day we went, which was the Friday the 25th, we flew in and went and checked in the hotel, went straight to Epcot and just got in. It was like the first day of food and wine. So, and we were just walking around, kind of just getting our feel for it. We grabbed a beer and then we got to the outpost and my wife's like, oh, look, there's a pineapple hard cider.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you got
that.
I'm like, you got to try it. Oh, my God. It's so fantastic. It's like drinking a pineapple Fanta. They also sell it in the bottle at Trader Sam's. But
really?
Yes. It's, the brand name is Ace.
Okay.
So they sell it in the bottle at Trader Sam's, and then they also sell it on draft. I guess it was draft, unless maybe they poured it into a cup. But I think it was draft. At the outpost, the African outpost.
And Scott, I checked Publix because we can get Ace Ciders here in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've never had the pineapple except for, we had it at Princess Marathon Weekend. And I was so excited about it because I could drink pineapple juice all the time. And I didn't love it at all. But I do like the pineapple wine we had at Trader Sam's. There's some very good other pineapple drinks. But yeah, I think the pineapple cider was very popular, so definitely one worth trying.
So what's really interesting that I live, not in, but right on the outskirts of a city that is known for drinking. And I can't get the Schaffenhofer.
That's crazy.
Grapefruit. I can't get the pineapple. And I can't even get Yingling. We get all kind of ridiculous. I mean, you can find a lot of stuff between some of the grocery stores. And then I don't know if you guys have world markets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love World Market.
So World Market, I mean, they usually have a pretty good selection, but for some, whatever reason, there's just no distributor here that sells Yingling, of all things.
That's oldest. Crazy. Wow.
So that's one of the things I enjoy when we go to Disney. That's one of the things I enjoy the most is grabbing a Yingling.
So we're right next to Pennsylvania, and we just got Yingling like 3 or 4 years ago. So
really?
Wow. Yeah, and it was a really big deal. Like everyone was super excited that it was coming because everyone had had it because it's right across the border practically. But
I have multiple friends who really enjoy it. And the closest place for us to get it is in Mobile, Alabama. So yeah. a lot of people here during the summer will go to Alabama to go to the beach.
Yeah,
we go to Gulf Shores or Orange Beach. So I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends will buy like an extra case or two of Yingling to bring back home with them. Jen, what was your favorite? Oh, by the way, Jen, I did try ice wine.
Yeah, what'd you think?
So which one? Okay, so I tried the one over at Cheese, I think.
Okay, I did not, but I honestly, I only really have the...
Did you go to Cheese?
I did not.
You're like the ambassador, the mayor of the country of Cheese.
No.
You didn't even go to Cheese?
No, I really didn't. I know. So ice wine, I've only had at Food & Wine, and then I had a friend buy it actually for a weekend trip that we had. And I don't have it enough to really know the difference. Like, I just know that it's usually... The ones I've had are apple.
The one I think that was there was apple.
Yeah, and they're good, but they're not... I mean, it's... To me, they're all just like sweet and good, but not, I mean, I don't have it very often to say this one's better than that one.
I don't know if it's something that you could drink a whole lot of.
Oh, no. Like the little tiny glass.
It's really rich and sweet. Yeah.
The little tiny glass they give you is more than enough. So,
yeah. Kim had the little cheese tray from Cheese, too.
And I love cheese. Well, you know I do. Yeah, obviously. Anyone who listens to this show know I love cheese, but I looked at it and I was like, I feel like those are not that special for the event, so I didn't really go there. But
I like the cheeses in Ireland.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had.
They had a cheese tray
in Ireland. That's the one we go for.
I like the cheese tray in France, like just not for the Food & Wine. Yeah. Just like back in the little patisserie or whatever that is. I don't speak French, but back in the little pastry shop. But I'll tell you what was my favorite thing, and this is no surprise as far as the fact that it's a dessert, but it as I describe it to somebody who hasn't had it, it sounds like everything I would hate. It was the almond truffle with whiskey caramel up at the Chew Lab. Did you guys
get
that? It was unbelievable. And the only thing that I went back to Epcot specifically
that
for.
Was that the liquid nitro chocolate almond truffle?
And so it was like, it was like an ice cream. It was like a good chocolate ice cream. But then they like flash freeze it in the liquid nitro. So it almost becomes, and this is where it sounds gross, it almost like crumbles before it gets creamy. Uh-huh. That sounds so terrible, but it was so delicious. And they had this whiskey caramel sauce that was just amazing and this almond like dust on it. It was so good. It was so, so good. But I'll tell you my favorite thing.
Let me just tell you, we talked about when we were going over, when we were doing the preview, we talked about that. And I threw out the term molecular gastronomy.
And there's a big sign there.
Sign. Yes. First, somebody texted me. I don't remember who it was. I think it was like one of my cousins or something. It's like, good job on molecular gastronomy. And then right outside of that pavilion in Epcot, they had a big sign. Like
6 foot tall. Yeah.
Yeah. That said molecular gastronomy. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so proud of myself.
That's hilarious.
For coming up with that.
Yes, you did have that.
That's all of them. Food shows my wife has me want top show.
At the Chew Lab, did you have the smoking hibiscus?
Ed did. So I'm anxious to hear what
I'd love to hear his feedback because it's different. It was definitely different.
I only know he did because he messaged all of us. He's like, question, do I eat this? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yes.
I ate the
hibiscus. I did eat it. Because they did they liquid nitrogen the hibiscus as well. So I ate it. But the beginning of it was not the best drink, but the ending of it I actually liked a lot.
Interesting.
So the longer it sat, the seemed to be either that or it was just enough rum in it to make me really like it at the end.
That's funny.
I think Ed was also a big fan of the pineapple cider because I posted a picture on a picture that I took at Trader Sam's and it had the bottle. He commented, pineapple.
Awesome.
So I think Ed enjoyed that too.
Might have to try that. I haven't had that at Trader Sam's.
Oh, don't get it at Trader Sam's. Don't get the bottle though. Get it one evening when it's hot.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah.
When you're at the outpost, grab one there.
So my, get one.
My favorite thing though was not actually like a menu item. It was the sampler that we talked about. And we kind of talked about whether we'd do it, whether it was worth it. They introduced a $59 food and wine sampler, and you get Ed accurately described it as like the Year of a Million Dreams Fast Pass is what it looks like. So it has like a lanyard with the tear off tabs. You get eight food or beverage options. And the only thing that wasn't included, someone said flights and champagne. The only thing that we had excluded were actually like the flights. But that means that for this cost, and you got like a pin and some reserve seating at the show, which we actually didn't use, but you could get anything else. And so we were actually, you know, using cash on like your less expensive things and getting $10, $11 drinks.
And you're like, give me give me eight lobster rolls.
Well, and I don't do the lobster, but you could do, we got the filet.
Yeah.
And eight fillets, right.
We are admittedly sort of cheap, and so we go down to Food and Wine, and we'll go, and we're like, okay, I'm going to spend $50. And what that does is it gets you three bites of food, and you're like, this is not a really fun event. Like, it's cool to hang out with people, but like, it's okay, and I'm still really hungry, and... But if you spend that, we actually ended up spending more, but didn't regret a single bit of it because we were getting such good value.
And the pen is probably worth, you know, it's probably a $10, $12 pen.
So we're getting, we're getting such good value from the sampler. And then the things we're actually buying were like $3. You know, they weren't bad. So,
and let me tell you, Scott, when Jennifer says they're kind of cheap at Food and Wine. So this is so you got to understand what that means. That means Kyle doesn't get to order anything.
No, it means he doesn't let me order anything.
That means Kyle has to drink everything that Jennifer doesn't like that she's tried and has that not liked.
That's true, but no.
I'm like, Kyle, let's what are you clarify. Drinking? I don't know. I something don't know. Jennifer didn't like.
Nice.
I'm like,
all right. So now that we're airing this stuff out, I'll tell you. Kyle does have to drink all my leftovers, so he was probably having a lot more fun than I was, but here's the reason I can't order anything. So no, we don't order. Literally last year, we literally spent $50 between the two of us. And that was like no food, no drinks.
That's nothing. No,
it's nothing. It's nothing. It's the same. We have Taste of Cincinnati here and we are just like, I am not spending $6 for one bite of food. Like I don't know. I can't.
Well, that's one reason I would love to go and do the, and I will probably botch name, but the Swan and Dolphin.
Yes.
I would love to do this because it's one fee and it just seems like you get a lot more money. You get a lot more bang for your buck, sounds like.
Yeah, actually, I just was talking to somebody there about that. It's the Food and Wine Classic.
Classic, yes.
And this year, it's the weekend of Halloween. Actually, I think it almost always is that last weekend. Yeah. But it's $105, 40-something booths, 10 seminars. Yeah. Like $105, unlimited food and alcohol and like – unlimited, literally. And then you can pay $125 instead, not additionally, but like $20 additional, and get access to like a beer garden with Oktoberfest-inspired foods, so like a whole second
it's crazy
of unlimited stuff. Like,
if it wasn't Halloween weekend, I would be there.
That's so much stuff. And it's not entirely, but a lot of it comes from their restaurants, which are super good. And
they have some of the best food at Disney.
Top-notch food. So... Yeah, I definitely need to come down for that sometime.
That's something I want to do. It's the week this year, the weekend that it falls on, I just think is horrible.
It's literally Halloween day. Like, we'll actually be there. We'll get off.
It's like on the 30th. It's the 30th and 31st.
Yeah. So it's something. That's a good point, though. Like, I would feel like that was a huge value because it's not that I care to spend the money. It's that I'm worried I won't like something for the money. And so once we had already invested it, we tried a lot of things we wouldn't have tried, and it was so much more fun.
I think if you do your homework a little bit for Food and Wine, there are some things that are decent values.
Absolutely.
Like the loaded mac and cheese was delicious, huge portion. It was like the whole little tray full of loaded mac and cheese with bacon and all kind of stuff on it. It was fantastic. The Yardbird, decent amount of food for the month.
See, and I think the savory waffle in Belgium is another one. Mm-hmm. That's actually a good size waffle with the beef and the gravy and all that on it. And the leeks and potatoes, or leeks and beef, or something like that.
Yeah,
but it's a good size portion of it.
Yep, I think that's the key. some of the things it's like, huh, really?
We would have never spent, I'm not really a huge frozen drink person. I know Sam talks about his wife, Susan's, one of her favorite is the Italian margarita and it's frozen. And I was like, you know, I won't really try that because I don't do frozen drinks. But when they are, you know, they feel free because we've already paid for them.
Right.
Then we tried some really delicious things that we would never would have. Even the cantaloupe thing. Like, I like cantaloupe a lot. Right. But I don't think I would have bought one that was entirely cantaloupe juice over a pineapple drink at the next place. So, right. But it was so great to try all these different things without feeling so invested.
And not to mention, you didn't use the concert seating thing. Right. But it had it been somebody there, you know, at that time that you really wanted to see. That is an added value. Yeah. It's a good value. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the seating for some of those was getting tougher and tougher.
Very cool. Well, I feel like there's so much more to talk about, but.
Well, we're going to definitely talk more next week.
Yeah. Next week, I want to hear more about, I want to hear more about mixology. I know it was a different experience than how wonderful last year's was.
It was so good talking to you. Scott, tell everyone how they can find you and reach you and follow you and view you and
sure. You can find my wife's page on Facebook at facebook.com/takingtheFloridaPlunge. Or you can go online, floridaplunge.com. And then Instagram, Twitter, Periscope is at Florida Plunge.
Scott also has been known to show up on billboards around
the country. I have shown up on a billboard.
Ooh, I have not two. Seen or, this.
Yeah, it's.
Do you have a doppelganger?
So, yeah. No. So it seems like when I went back to work, a lot of my followers decided to do this thing called Flat Scott. So if you go on Instagram and search Flat Scott, there's not many, but one of the guys that follows me actually owns a billboard company in North Carolina and Virginia. And
oh, that's fine.
He decided to do a Taking the North Carolina Plunge and put my picture with it on a billboard in Selma, North Carolina. It's basically one of those electronic billboards, so he can digitally do it.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
It was quite funny. And so now he's sent me a message. He's found out my dad joins my Periscope sometimes, so he knows where my dad lives. And apparently he owns a billboard right by my dad's house. So he's like, I need to know when your dad's out so I can do it for him. So I'm like, oh, God, what have I created?
You're kind of a big deal.
It's fun. I have fun. Like I said, I have fun with it. If it's not fun, I'm not going to do it anymore. So.
We were at the meet in Epcot, and he had a bunch of bunch of ladies from Europe run up to him.
I totally thought you set me up.
He thought I set him up.
I was not convinced that was not like a.
It had nothing to do with me.
Oh my God! I was like, okay, where's Jimmy? Because he's hiding. One was in tears.
Oh, that's so
it was
funny.
Really. It was actually quite emotional for me. I mean, I'm like. I don't know. I guess when you find out, you know, that someone just likes what you do.
Sure.
And you know you're doing good.
Yeah.
You know, and not, you know, not, you don't have to be mean and nasty and all these other things. It was definitely quite moving. They're very sweet ladies. I've actually heard from them since they got home. Very similar to that where someone approached me and I can't remember who they were. But we went to the Wilson Phillips concert with some friends. And we're sitting there and we're just talking. Me and Christy and this other couple, we don't have our kids with us, and we're just chatting. The concert, because we have great seats, we had fast pass, we had great seats for the concert. And at the end of the concert, this guy turns around and he goes, "You're Florida Plunge." And I was like, "Yes, I am." And he goes, "Okay, well, I don't know you. I don't even follow you, but I recognize your voice because my wife listens to every one of your Periscopes.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're here on vacation." She goes, "And we're here on vacation, and she's at Magic Kingdom. And I just texted a picture of you to her, and she's having a fit that I get to meet you."
That's so awesome.
I was just like, are you kidding me? So, yeah, I mean, it's funny when it happens.
Very cool.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I guess I should. I feel like I have to give a disclaimer about Scott's page. You will want to unfollow if you're jealous very easily.
Yeah.
I like peek back in because it's such a lovely group. And then I'm like, another adorable couple taking their picture by the Florida sign because they just started their new lives together. I'm like, stop it. I'm so bitter.
It's in my 5-year plan.
Good.
Jennifer, you're not coming?
When Kyle retires is the line I'm getting.
No, oh come on. God,
I told him, listen, here's the deal. I said, if you ever leave your job, which, I mean, he loves his job and he got into primary care so that he could establish relationships with people for the long haul, right? Like, that's what he wants to do. And so I'm like, but if for any reason you ever leave your job, you have to look at least as far south as Georgia. Like,
yeah.
So I talk to people down there. They're like, well, you know, you can do anything here. I'm like, yeah, but literally the long-term picture is why people go into this field. Like, that's of all things. Like, come on. Why do you have to care about people?
I need me and Kyle need to talk. People in Florida need primary care.
I need dentistry or something.
I know.
All that's funny.
I'm going to work on Kyle.
Please do.
He's in my 5-year plan, so I got 5 years to work on him.
There you go. That's fair.
Well, you can make it happen.
Yeah.
If I can do it, anyone can do it. You just got to have a plan.
That's it. All right, guys. Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. I can't wait till next week and being able to talk more about our meats and food and wine. If you'd like to email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Check us out on Facebook at the Disney Nerds Podcast. Our group, which has like 16,000 wonderful members, is Disney Nerds, all capitalized. Please join us there. If you were at the meet and you have some pictures, I know Linda has already posted some to Facebook. Please, please post them. Post them in the group. Post them on the Facebook page. Email them to us. All that. We would love to see them. We'll throw them out there as well. Once again, for Jennifer and Scott, this is Jimmy signing off. See you next week.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Guaharini.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your